on this week's episode of the Fuel for Fat Loss podcast.
For me, coming back to it the second time, I just wanted to commit to the plan and just do it and not, you know, question like, why am I eating so many carbs or why am I eating so many calories or like, what's this all about? Like, just do it, because whatever I was doing wasn't working. Follow the regiment of the macros and the calories, and amazingly, like, weight falls off. I can't explain it.
Welcome to the Fuel for Fat Loss podcast, bite-sized hacks for busy mamas who want to live their best life. My mission is to not only empower you to fuel your body, but also fuel your mind and your soul. I got you. I'm here to help you burn fat, increase energy, and confidence. Well, hello and welcome back to another episode. This episode, I am bringing on a very special guest. She is a client in our community, and she has achieved incredible goals. I am so invested in our clients' success, and I love these interviews. So typically what I do when I see someone achieving, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds of fat loss and keeping it off, and I'm talking about keeping it off for years, I want to get them on the podcast to find out exactly what they're doing. So this is the story today with our client, Nicole. She is just such a gem, and I'm so grateful that she's here. Nicole Harris is going to share with you how she released 30 pounds and her journey to getting there. But what I love about Nicole's story is how she connected to her goals in a different way, how she connected to her why in a different way. And she's going to share that all with you today. So Nicole, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
That's great, Simone. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this.
This is going to be a great conversation. So I think, you know, let's just jump in, because your story starts like this. You came to Fuel for Fat Loss spring 2019. You released 15 pounds. And then you came back April 2021 and you released 30 pounds, and you've kept that off for 2 years. We're coming up to our anniversary right now.
That's right.
2 years.
Yeah,
and I love this.
Hard to believe.
And that is our goal, by the way. I always say, like, we're not in the business of helping our clients release weight and then gain it back on. Like, we want to make sure we give you the tools, equip and empower you with these tools so that it's sustainable long term, so that you release the weight and keep it off. And you have done that. 30 pounds is life-changing weight for you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And when I did your program the first time, I did it with a goal in mind that had an end date. And so I was going to start hiking with a coworker of mine, and I knew it was going to be hard and my knees were going to feel it. And if I could release a few pounds, I would have more fun, you know, that summer and be able to climb mountains and carry this 35, 40 pound pack for several days. So yeah, I lost some weight in that spring, and you know, that was great. I learned a lot. Thank you very much. I'm good now. Went on my hike and had a great summer and kind of carried it through, you know, winter time. Come spring the next year, we did a few more hikes and it was okay. I did okay. And then I think when COVID hit is when kind of life just took a, you know, a turn for back to bad habits, and, you know, the world was ending and what were we going to do? And yeah, just regressed. So,
and, you know, I don't want to interrupt you, but I do want to pause for a second here, because I do see this story a lot where someone comes to our program, does really well, but then comes back a couple of years later. And in your case, you just said it, you didn't take the time to solidify those habits.
No, because I had it, you know, anytime I was on a kind of a health kick or a food kick or an exercise kick, it was for a reason. Whether it was a holiday or, you know, a special event, a wedding, a birthday of some sort. And, you know, those, you know, you work hard up until those dates and then they come and go and then it's over. And,
it's funny that you say that, because, you know, I've been a coach for over 2 decades, and I can't tell you how many times I've had a woman sit in front of me and say, I want to lose weight for my daughter's wedding, or I want to lose weight for my best friend's wedding, or for my own wedding, or for a birthday, or for a holiday. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, I see them release the weight, but then usually put it back on. And and the reason for that, it's not a strong enough why.
That's right. Not
a good enough why to actually motivate you long term to get this done. And I know now, just to having some conversations with you, that the reason why you've released these 30 pounds and kept it off long term, and we're going to get into the nitty gritty of your day in a second so people can actually hear what you do. But you connected to your why, which is such a big why. So I actually want to take this, like, what was your why when you came back in 2021?
I found out in my early 30s, I had a mutated gene that causes enlargement of heart tissue. It's a genetic thing. Found out my brother had it first. His athletic career ended at that point when he found out he had it. My mom and dad got tested. My mom has it. My other brother has it. I have this gene. My son has it. My niece has it. So it's something I get checked every 5 years to see if the gene has manifested itself and shown enlargement in my heart. And about 5 years ago, I had my echocardiogram done. And sure enough, it was double the size it should be. And up until then, it had been within normal ranges. So my heart is now not in a normal size range. And so for me to be active and healthy has, like, potentially life changing reasons why. So, I mean, nobody can do the work, or, you know, nobody can do it except for me. I have to do it for myself. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of that realization of this is it. I'm not getting any younger. This isn't, you know, going to get any easier as I get older. It's now or never. Wow. So yeah, kind of got me motivated to take my health more seriously.
That's so huge. And when I see clients who have this connection to health as their ultimate goal, like making their health a priority and committing to their health in such a big way, I know they're going to get to their goals. And I know that they're going to be able to stay there, because health is that incredible achievement that, I mean,
I work in healthcare, and so I see sick people every day. And you know, people in compromised health conditions, whether it's lifestyle, whether it's just, you know, bad luck that they have different diagnoses. And if I can do something to keep myself, you know, doing what I like to do, which is be active and, you know, be involved in things and family and friends and activity, then I want to do that.
This is such a great why. And so I think our message, you know, for anybody listening is, if your goals have been, I just want to look cute in my bikini. Hey, listen, there's no judgment here. There's no judgment, because I feel that way a lot of the time. Like, summer's coming, I'm like, I just want to look great in my clothes. But I also have this other big why of, you know, everyone in my family has struggled with depression, cancer, health issues. And so that is also my why. So I relate to your story in a big way. And let me tell you, when I see our clients connect to a health goal, like you have connected to it, and I'm sorry that it took a health scare in your case to get there, but how powerful for you, right? And like, what a blessing in a weird way. Because it really has motivate you in such a powerful way. So anyone listening, you don't need that health scare to make your health a number one priority. You know, we're all aging. We all want to age gracefully. We all want to be able to do amazing things, and we can't do it without our health. Our health is our wealth, and you figured that out. So I want to jump into, Nicole, talking about, what was your life like before Fuel for Fat Loss?
I've always been really active. So activity, I played college basketball, I played co-ed adult ball all through my 20s, snowboard, kickboxing class, you know, did the ladies only gym for a lot of years. Like, I've always been active. So, and I always thought I was eating relatively well. mm-hmm. you know, homemade food, not a lot of packaged stuff, you know, we didn't eat out that much. But as I got older and, you know, pounds just kind of slowly added on, mm-hmm. I think there actually was a time I didn't have a scale for a good 5-10 years. And when I got on the scale, I didn't even know what I weighed, you know, the 10 years before. I'm like, oh, I think this is a bigger, this is a bigger number. Like it just happens, right? It just slowly adds on. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
Which by the way, to insert my little piece in there is why we have a scale in our community, but we weigh ourselves with zero emotion. And the goal in your case is to get down to maintenance and then your body just finds its natural equilibrium. And like,
exactly.
You find that freedom around the scale, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't know on a scale, the weight crept on, you thought you were eating well and you were very active. And I actually love this story because you were super active and this goes to show that food is
more important.
And the research shows that that food is 75% of, you know, it's going to make 75% of an impact. I will go as far as to say that is more like 90%.
I agree 100%. You know, like I thought we were eating well balanced meals with our, you know, potatoes and rice and meat and a little side of veg. And, you know, lunch would be a peanut butter sandwich, homemade bread, like nothing wrong with that. You know, salad with some salad dressing and like croutons, maybe. I don't know. Like just, you know, like normal food, healthy
normal
food.
Yeah.
It wasn't fast food. It wasn't greasy. It wasn't, you know, I knew that fats were good for you and avocados were great and eggs and nuts and all these things I could eat every day because they were good for me. And it's just not right. So yeah, when I just was, I didn't know what a macro was. I didn't drink as much water as I do now. That's for sure. You know, alcohol was a weekend thing. I was uneducated. I was uneducated. Yeah.
And one thing that I love when I have spoken to you is you're like, macros have changed my life. Now I understand how to portion my food. And like, again, you were eating all the healthy food, but you weren't macro balancing. And this has been that secret sauce for you that has been such a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'm sure my protein was way, and I probably like, well, not enough. My protein was probably nowhere close to enough. And my fat was probably way too high. Mm-hmm. My carbs were probably okay, but you know, still it wasn't balanced. I don't know. I just ate what was convenient and, you know, no thought really or intention of what was going in my mouth other than I was hungry.
And you know what what I want to, say is, once you learn this stuff, once you learn how to macro balance, it's like you see it and you can't unsee it, right?
That's right.
It's like now when you go to a restaurant or you go on holiday, you know how to put stuff on your plate. And you almost just go that way naturally. And by the way, you went away on holiday recently to Mexico, all inclusive. You worked out every single day. You ate
super
so
fun.
Beautifully and you came back feeling amazing. And at the same
time, like,
you've still maintained. And I want to drive this message home of maintenance, because here you've maintained 30 pounds of fat loss for over 2 years. And your body has found its natural equilibrium.
And it's like your body knows how to burn the fuel that you're putting into it effectively, and the weight just stays the same. And it just works.
And that's exciting. Like that right there is freedom. And you know, to any of you listening, you know, if you have weight to lose and you're just like, oh, I have so much weight and I'll never get there, know that you absolutely will get there and that it gets easier once you're at maintenance. I think what everyone would really love to know, and me included, what is your life like now? Like, walk me through your day from the moment you get up. What are you doing?
My alarm goes really early. At like 5:20.
Nice.
I get up, right to the kitchen. I turn the coffee on because that's just needs to happen. My lunch is usually half made in the fridge. Every time I make smoothies, I make at least enough for 2 days.
Okay, so you are meal prepping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's always a smoothie in the fridge to grab. I might make another one. I might not, depending on, you know, what else I got going on. There'll be some leftovers from the night before in a container ready to go. Overnight oats, I make about 3 days worth at one time. So those are all ready to go. And then in my freezer, there might be like the oat balls or some other baking creation that I've made with all these new ingredients I have also learned about in my baking.
That. I love that.
I just make stuff up. And yeah, and my water bottle and a really big apple cider vinegar lemon hot water jar I take for my drive to work, and my coffee in a to-go cup. And I'm out the door usually just before six.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So you mentioned the apple cider vinegar lemon. This is our elixir. So you are having the elixir every single day.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. And I love hearing this because I stand behind this elixir because apple cider vinegar is such a great gut detoxer. The lemon is going to liquefy your bile, which can actually help to shrink your fat cells. I mean, it is a powerful elixir. And you're having this every single day. Okay. This is huge. Okay. Tell me then, when do you have breakfast?
So I have enough food at work for my morning snack, you know, breakfast, morning snack, lunch, afternoon snack. So first I will have my overnight oats. I sneak to the back room at work and shovel that in maybe about between 8 and 9.
Okay.
And then usually around 11, I'll have my smoothie. Lunch is 12:30. My salad and, you know, or leftovers or whatever I've got in my container. And then I have another smoothie for my drive home after I go to the gym. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in there, I'll have my oat ball snack. Because it's a cookie. In my brain, it's a cookie and it's delicious.
I love it. And these are all like, this is our macro balanced oat balls on our recipes. But you know what I love about your day and what you just described is you are constantly eating.
Oh, yeah. I have a really big bag of food that I chuck around. I feel like I'm like have a toddler with me or something, and you're always carrying food for your kid. And why don't we feed ourselves as adults?
Isn't that crazy? I remember when I used to work at the gym, I used to bring in a huge bag and people would be like, here's Simone with her trough again, her trough of food. And it was truly like that. But, you know, I really love your story for listeners who maybe want to fight this in their brain, right? Because a lot of us, before we get educated, we think that food is the enemy. We think that anything over 1200 calories is not going to work. And here you are. Do you mind sharing how many calories you have in a day?
I'm going to guess around 1800.
Yeah. So and that's what we set you up with on our calculator initially, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, 1800 calories, you're constantly eating, but you're eating macro balanced healthy food throughout the day. And you're not starving yourself. So please know that starving yourself, depriving yourself will never, ever work. And Nicole is a living, breathing example of this. And I really want you guys to hit home or want this message to hit home with you. And I also want to bring to light that Nicole is also extremely organized. Here she is. She's a mom of two kiddos. She works full time. She has to leave the house early in the morning, waking up at 5:20, but yet she's got her days figured out with meal prep. And I stand behind meal prep in such a big way. You've been able to do this sustainably for the last few years, and you've figured out a way to make this work for you. And this is, I think, part of the reason why you've been so successful is because of your meal prep.
Yeah. We have a deep freeze over in the shop, and You know, if I go to Costco, I'm getting 3 and 4 pillow size bags of spinach, right? And they go in the freezer. And when I see a bag of apples on sale, however many pounds it is, I will buy it and I will cut them all up and freeze them. Mm. So they're all ready. Like I just go shopping in my freezer and find, you know, my smoothie stuff. And usually on the weekend, I'll do some sort of crock pot creation, whether it's, you know, the sweet potato chickpeas or red lentils or like all these new foods that I now eat. Mm-hmm. I throw them in a crock pot and, you know, vegetables and yeah, and put them in little containers and freeze them. So they're easy to grab and go.
Well, I think we should pause here and talk about that real quick, because crock pots are kind of a game changer, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I call them one pot meals as well. So anytime you're just, it doesn't have to be a crock pot. It could be the Instant Pot. It could be a crock pot. It could be just a big pot. Literally our recipes, there's usually one each week where you are throwing everything in one pot. It takes 10 to 15 minutes to throw everything in there. So in your case, like you said, lentils or beans or carrots, onions. And so we're making this one pot. And then you've got meals for days. Each makes anywhere 4 to 8. You can even double it, make 16 meals if you like, and then you go and freeze them. And now you're living out of your freezer. So you're never ever stuck when it comes to your meals.
No, because there's no last minute. There's nothing to eat. Well, there's always something to eat because there's something in the freezer that I can go and pull out. And it's, it makes timing. It makes the planning go much smoother when there's options.
Yeah. I love that. So, I would love to know, and, in closing out this talk, what advice would you give to someone who is on a similar journey of just starting out? They have some weight to lose and they're feeling daunted by this process. What is one thing that they could start with?
For me, coming back to it the second time, I just wanted to commit to the plan and just do it. Mm-hmm. And not, you know, question like, why am I eating so many carbs, or why am I eating so many calories, or like, what's this all about? Like, just do it, because whatever I was doing wasn't working. So, you know, follow the regiment of the macros and the calories, and amazingly, like, weight falls off. Yeah. I can't explain it. But you know, you need to have your water and then balancing the macros and getting your sleep and rest. And I was walking, you know, 10,000 steps a day, and like, I wasn't overdoing the gym. I was just doing making sure I was moving. Mm-hmm. And it just worked. And I wouldn't have believed it unless, you know, I tried it myself. Mm-hmm.
Well, and, you know, again, because so much of what we do can sound counterintuitive to people, because we have been programmed, especially women, over the years, to believe that food will make us fat, that we have to restrict calories in order to see change in our bodies, that we can't have carbs, right?
Yeah.
It's like unlearning all of those things, and to hear you embracing and trusting the process. First of all, I don't take that lightly. That's a huge compliment that you would entrust your health and our coaches with your health. But you know, I'm just so proud of you. And this is what it takes. I really want to encourage you guys to start questioning. I think if there's anything, like, start questioning some of the stuff that we've been programmed to believe, right?
Yeah.
Why are carbs bad? Carbs are not bad. Carbs are not the enemy. Carbs are actually going to give you the macro balance that you need, and also the energy that you need in your day to crush your day. You need those carbs.
Exactly.
Right. And then to embrace little nuances in your day too. Like you said, the water is such a great piece. And this is, I think, such a simple place for all of us to start right here, right now. We can all go out and fill up
water coming out of our taps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Luckily, right. It's a huge blessing, but, you know, drinking enough water for us, is so important. And this is going to start the cleansing process. And this is going to also give you some energy that I think we're all needing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I love hearing that you're doing all those little nuances as well, and this is contributing to your health. But I just have to say, you know, on behalf of the coaches as well, you know, I'm just so impressed with your commitment and your commitment to your health, but also seeing how you've easily and sustainably done this. You don't seem stressed or overwhelmed No. by the process.
It's not even like, it's not work. It's just the new normal. Like mm-hmm. I just eat different foods now instead of, you know, now I have quinoa, now I have tofu, and mm-hmm. I know what tamari is, and like all these new things that are delicious and are just part of my regular eating.
And just wait, because we got some really great recipes coming your way.
I'm so in VIP.
Got some chia pudding recipes. We got banana bread that's macro balanced. And, you know,
fantastic.
At no point should you guys feel like you're depriving yourself. And when Nicole talks about, you know, eating cookies, and she's actually having three snacks in her day. She has two smoothies. And that's really interesting to me, because you're not the first client that I've interviewed here who has, you know, maintained the significant fat loss for a period of time that has a second smoothie in the day. And there's something about smoothies where you are infusing your body with so many micronutrients and vitamins and minerals, right?
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, I'm picking a smoothie because for me, that's easy.
Convenient.
I don't need a spoon. I don't need to warm it up. I don't need, you know, once I've made it, I can carry it with me for the day and it's there. It's not, you know, a crash at.
And I think if we can look for convenience first, you know, health, health first, convenience second, then I think you'll always be successful. And that's what you've mastered here. So I'm learning from you just as much as you might be learning from our program. But, you know, I just love hearing you implement this lifestyle so effortlessly. It's really remarkable. So thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Simone. It's been great.
And I'm so excited to do more workouts with you. We had our first workout together in my living room a couple weeks ago. So hopefully we'll do another one for
sure thing. Next time I'm in town, I'll let you know.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Sure thing. Thanks, Simone.
Want more? Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Simone N. Lovell, where I share daily lifestyle tips, recipes, workouts, and stuff that is going to make life a little more awesome.